No, commemoration will be held this Saturday, February the 4th at 2 p.m. at Shrone near Rathmore, and this is being held to mark the killing of 17-year-old Michael McSweeney a century ago. With me on the line to talk about this, we've Dr. Tim Horgan. Tim, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and to your listeners as well.
What happened to Michael McSweeney 100 years ago?
Well, Michael McSweeney, a man called Gerry Rean, and six others went to what was called a gander party, I suppose the equivalent of a stag party now, in Shrone. The countryside was in the hands of the Republicans, and the Free State Army had a garrison in Rathmore. McSweeney, because he was 17, and Rean, who was young as well, they were left outside to be the sentries while the party went on inside. The Free State Army herded a party. They came a back route to Shrone, and when they were out fairly near the house, they called on McSweeney and Rean to surrender. They thought it was a joke. They didn't surrender, and then the Free State Army opened fire. McSweeney was wounded, and Gerry Rean managed to escape. The attackers came up to McSweeney, asked him his name, and when he said that he was McSweeney, they shot him dead at that stage. Gerry Rean managed to escape, and the house was besieged, but the six IRA men inside quickly surrendered because the house was full of civilians and there was no hope of escape. Mm. So poor old Michael McSweeney was only 17 at the time, and it's probable that because of his young age, maybe being inside the party would not have been a good idea for him.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what happened to him on the day. I know there was a commemorative site there, and there is a memorial there at the site as well. Does it tell the story, I suppose, of the tragedy of the Civil War in a way, Tim, the youth of the people involved as well in the combat on both sides?
Yes, but I suppose the McSweeney family were noted Republicans. Three brothers were in the Volunteers. Tom, who was called Dundon, he was a good man for treating wounded people, and was called Dundon after a famous surgeon in Cork, and he also brother Pat and John. So these were really essentially a band of brothers. It's young people who are most idealistic really in any society. It's younger people get things done, get things changed. Older people maybe have too many vested interests, so we should always salute the idealism of the youth, really, even today.
Yeah. And look, from that, this was before, I suppose, the major events happened, or more major events would have happened, but this was, I suppose, represented an escalation of the conflict in the county that was to get much worse, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, not really. Another volunteer from the same unit, Mick Cod O'Sullivan, was shot in November day, 1st November 1922, 4 months before that, and again he was shot when he'd surrendered. And both McSweeney and Mick Cod O'Sullivan are buried in the same grave in Kilquhoan Cemetery near Barrowdove.
Yeah, reflecting the tragedy of the times. It's reported in some parts that he was reported to have fired on them, but do we know exactly what happened? Has it been clarified, or will it ever be clarified exactly what happened here?
Well, some of
when
them...
The argument would be, when the army troops entered the house, then he fired on them, and others saying, no, he was fired on.
Yeah, I suppose some of the Free State soldiers were actually from the village of Rathmore. That's not to saying that they were guilty of kind of what happened, but the story kind of quickly spread. And it was recorded then by Jeremiah Murphy in his famous book, When Youth Was Mine, a book that is very factual. Jeremiah Murphy and the McSweeney brothers would all have been comrades in arms together.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has ever made much of the fact that that he had opened fire for us. It's probably very unlikely that he would. A century, he would have actually warned his comrades before trying to take on a raiding party.
So tell me what's happening on Saturday, Tim.
So this is a community commemoration. No politics, no banners or anything like that. It's organised by local community, Donald Murphy, the vet, and the famous Derry Healy from Headford, together with several other local people, and the National Graves Association, and the McSweeney family will be there as well. So the McSweeney family left the area and migrated over to Beaufort, and relatives are still there, so they'll be there on the day as well. The monument was done up over the last few years several times, including last Saturday, and the Max Sweeney family were there at the time, so they'll be along as well.
Okay, very important. Tim, final brief point for you. How do you feel that the state is handling the commemoration of the Civil War as a whole? It's not an easy thing to navigate, shall we say?
No, I suppose it isn't really, because essentially the Civil War divided on, was Ireland a state of 26 counties or was it a nation of 32 counties? So the state would find it hard to maybe commemorate some of the actions that were done on behalf of the state. But if all commemorations are local and non-political, there's no reason why there should be any bitterness or anything like that. History is history. The more we know, as Michael D. Higgins says, the more we can educate ourselves and the less divisions there will be.
Well, Tim, look, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning about that, and good luck with the commemoration. It takes place on Saturday. Dr. Tim Horgan there, who himself has written books on the Civil War, of course, Dying for the Cause, author of that book, talking there about the centenary of the death of Michael McSweeney, shot dead by the National Army while he was attending a dance at the farm of a man in Shrone on February 4th, 1923.